First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasty. tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on this kind of overcast Friday morning. It's about 50 degrees outside, I think, so it's going to get a little bit warmer, we think. But you never know. You never know with these meteorologists. They go from 1 minute it's going to be 50 degrees, and the next minute it's something happened and it's down to 20. So we're going to have to take all that with a grain of salt. As always, what's on the front page is all about the coronavirus. All about the coronavirus. And we see it, we hear it, and we think it can't get worse. And guess what? It gets worse. I don't think these damn politicians give a damn one way or the other. I think they like fighting each other. I think they like fighting amongst themselves and between each other. I think the Democrats don't mind fighting some of the Democrats, and I don't think the Republicans mind fighting some of the Republicans. But it's amazing the last week or two how bad it's been. And remember, a couple weeks back, good old Joe Biden didn't have a snowball chance in hell to win. They thought Bernie Sanders was going to pick up all the delegates, and he would have been the Democratic candidate against Trump. I don't think that's going to happen now. I believe it'll be between Joe Biden and President Trump. And even at that point, I don't see Biden doing very, very well at all. And I know everybody's saying, oh, we're behind Biden. The only reason these stupid bastards are behind Biden is because they think maybe he can get enough votes to beat Trump. They know he's not qualified. They know he's got Alzheimer's. They know it's going to be a fight, not about politics, but about who can hold the most votes. And I don't think at this point in time that Biden has any hope to win. But you know how that goes. You have to just play it by ear. And hopefully, hopefully, the best candidate will win. And even though I don't think we have the best candidate on either side, I think Trump by far is a better, the way better of the two candidates. And I don't think he'll have any problem at all to get elected. I see that, they fight and they're fighting and everybody's fighting. They're fighting for, actually, I think, no reason. This coronavirus is going to go away just like everything else that handles in the stock market, that handles in the political setting. It'll all go away. There's not going to be any big deal to it. I think they've made a mountain out of a molehill, and that's just my opinion. I don't think this virus is going to be bad at all when it's all said and done. I say give it another week. Give it another week, and everything will start getting back to normal, and then people won't give a damn because it'll all be back to normal. I see as of yesterday, all the sports teams, professional, college, high school, they're all backing off. They're backing off. They're not going to have any games because they don't want to see anybody get hurt. They don't want to see anybody get in trouble or do something they shouldn't do. But it's always amazing. It's always, always amazing whenever the first three or four or five pages of the Belleville New Slimocrat, and I think there's only eight total pages, it's always amazing when the Belleville Chamber of Commerce postpones its annual enlisted dinner. They've got all these things that they're canceling, and nobody says anything. Nobody says anything. They just let it go and let it go and let it go until the time comes where they say, we probably should not have done that, but they do. They do it, and it's amazing. It's amazing how we the people, let this crap go. We see in the sports all the people that are not going to be able to go to the football games, the basketball games, the hockey games, whatever is going on. Everybody's been told to step down. Everybody's been told that it's going to get worse before it gets better, so everybody has to take it with a grain of salt. And people will say, well, it shouldn't be that way. We should let our sports teams at least play. And I don't think it's a problem with letting the sports teams play. It's a problem with letting the fans come to watch the sports team play. And that's that's something that everybody has to fight through. I'm sure everybody will hear about it at their dinners tonight and over the weekends as to what's going on. And I don't think it's going to be pretty. I don't think it's going to be pretty at the end of the day, because they'll find a reason to say, hey, it shouldn't have been done that way. It should have been done this way. We've got the Democrats fighting with the Democrats, who then fight with the Republicans, and you've got the Republicans fighting with the Republicans before they fight with the Democrats. And it's amazing. It's amazing how we the electorate, we the people who allegedly run this country, run these political organizations, they should do what we tell them to do, but they don't. They don't, because they don't give a damn. And if they did, there would be something else done, but apparently it's not going to happen that way, so we're just going to let it go. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And it's really amazing. It's really amazing how we started to talk politics the last couple of weeks, but then all of a sudden we had this virus come about us, and everybody, oh no, we got to shut this down, we've got to shut that down, we've got to shut everything down. And it's amazing that people will talk about national issues, but nobody, and I don't know why, nobody on the local level wants to talk about local issues, about county issues, about state issues. That's not important enough for them. So everybody will say, oh no, it's got to do with the federal government. That's where we're at. That's where we want to be. And I always think, why the hell will people, local people especially, want to get involved in national politics? They can barely hold their own on the county level, on the city levels, on the township levels, on the state levels. They can barely hold their own with that, but they just let them keep going and going and going. I know they always want to fight about politics, but now all you read about is this coronavirus. You know, all you read about is what's going on with the 2,000 or 3,000 people that have been caught with the coronavirus. What word am I looking for? With the coronavirus bug, I guess I'd call it. But it's always amazing. Now, if somebody dies in Belleville, somebody dies in St. Louis, somebody dies throughout the local region, you know what happens? It's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else's fault, and that's what you have to do. You have to fight through it, because if you don't, it ends up being your problem. And people don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to hear that crap. No, that's not my problem. That's somebody else's problem. But nobody wants to call and address the important issues, the local important issues, because they've got better things to do. They want to deal with all these federal issues. And it's amazing how 2-3 weeks ago, everybody was talking just straight politics, and we need to do that, and we need to go there. But now all of a sudden, it's at a federal level where everybody, and the only thing they're interested in is about this coronavirus, about the virus that's causing all these sicknesses. I don't think it's causing deaths right now, or many deaths, but this coronavirus is something that, if it's not addressed, it is going to get out of hand, it is going to get worse. And until people really deal with it, you're not going to be able to say, hey, you should have done this, you should have done that, because it pisses people off. And I say to that, I give a damn less about pissing somebody off. I give a damn less about sitting back and going through all the information and trying to put information together, because when you read what the Democrats say and then read what the Republicans say, you would think you're in two different situations. The Democrats and the Republicans, no matter what the Democrats say, the Republicans are going to be against it. No matter what the Republicans say, the Democrats are going to be against it. And it's not easy to see. You look at all these newspapers, 90% of these newspapers are Democratic newspapers. And they'll come after Trump, they'll come after the Republicans like nobody's business. And that's okay. They've got every right to come after them. But the problem is, the Republicans don't come back. The Republicans just kind of let it go, and they move on with whatever serious situations, politically or otherwise, that they can get involved in. Now, it doesn't really, really make any difference. Doesn't make any difference, because at the end of the day, the Republicans are going to say one thing, the Democrats are going to say something else, and you're going to have to just fight through it to understand what's really, really going on. I see where, and I talked to some people yesterday about it, I see where there's no action again taken by the aldermen on the freeholders' picks. That's the freeholder pick. Nomination to the delegation to the Board of Freeholders. It hit another delay Thursday after two aldermen said they had learned two nominees were expected to run for local office. Now, if they're going to run for local office, they can't run for the Board of Freeholders. Now, that's got Elida Crewson fighting on one side, and it's got most of the alder people fighting on the other side. So I think at the end of the day, this crap's just going to keep going and going and going until something happens where there'll be a fight. But what you have to remember, But you have to remember there always is another election coming up. And shortly, I think another year and a half or so, there will be another election for president. I'm sorry, for mayor of the city of St. Louis. And I think you're going to see three or four candidates. And at the end of the day, I don't think Lyda Crewson has enough support to win again. Now, I could be wrong, and I've been wrong before, but I think in a situation like this, when it's so localized and they start fighting each other, you'll never see it come to a conclusion where both sides come together and say, we're going to do what's best. No, they're going to fight and fight and fight until at the end of the day, somebody wins, somebody loses, and it really doesn't make any difference. Because people, especially local politicians, they just don't give a damn. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And I would like to get some callers at some point in time that have something positive to say. I don't care if it's positive to say on the Republican side. I don't care if it's positive to say on the Democratic side. I just care that they have something positive to say, because both sides at the end of the day will have some good, will have some bad, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing how nobody wants to sit there and say, maybe, just maybe I was wrong on this, or maybe I was right. They're always right. Any situation that these politicians get involved in, they're always right. There's never, politician can never, ever, ever be wrong. Why that is, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But I will tell you, they'll just love the fight. They'll just love to fight the fight. Now, it said here with the, well, it says shockwaves in the newspaper. Worst day on the stock market since Black Monday. And it says Democrats in the White House near a deal to get some relief for this virus that's going around. Now, again, I don't know what they're going to try to do. I don't know if it's going to be good, bad, or indifferent. But at the end of the day, the Democrats, whatever happens, the Democrats will take credit for it. The Republicans will take credit for it. And it'll probably be a combination of both. Not only a combination of both, but other people, not so much politicians, but other people such as the medical people will help fight through this stuff. But it's totally, totally, totally amazing. When I hear all this stuff, when I see all this stuff, and I think, why the hell do these guys want to be the big shot? Let's just get something done. Let's get something done. Let's talk about it. Let's do what's best for this country, and then we'll take it from there. But no, people don't want to do that. People do not want to do that. They want to say, hey, I want it done my way, because that's the best way. And I'll tell you, my way, there's probably 15, 20, 30, 100 different my ways, but people don't care. They care about their way, and their way is the only way. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Go ahead, Don. You're on the dark side.
Thank you, sir. You wanted something positive. I'm telling you, we could do something positive to that water crisis out there in California. All we got to do is put a big channel like the canal through the mountain out to the ocean to Death Valley. Flood that in, it'll lower the sea level, put water on that side of the mountain, make all kinds of rain, and the government won't cost them a thing because they own the property. They can get the whole thing and just sell it for beachfront property after it's all flooded.
You know what they probably could, Don? What's your take on this virus that's going around in our great country?
Well, it's going to look funny when it's all over and it's no worse than the regular flu.
You know, that's what I talked to some people yesterday, and I said the same thing. They try to make a mountain out of a molehill, and it's not going to come to that, but you'll get so many haters that'll fight them and fight them and fight them until they say, hey, we can't fight anymore. It wasn't as bad as we thought it was. But don't you think, Don, that they try to make these asswipe bastards try to make the worst out of a not-so-worst situation?
Well, I think the bureaucrat people, you know, are looking for and slobbering over this because they think it's awesome. They get to take more control and tell people what to do, which, of course, they're better than everybody. They think they can tell everybody what to do.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing where you can sit there and try to talk some truth, and these rotten bastards are going to say, no, that's not the truth. What we say is the truth, and you better take it. And if you don't take it, we're going to fight you until we win, knowing that most of the time, if they win, they're not winning anything because they're not taking themselves any further in these situations.
Good point. Somebody said Trump ought to just suspend the elections and stay president until this thing's over.
You know what? That wouldn't be a bad idea. I didn't think about that, but that wouldn't be a bad idea. And I don't know what side of the political setting you're on, Don, but I've said this day after day. I don't think Biden is the best candidate. I don't think Bernie Sanders is the best candidate. And I don't think Donald Trump is the best candidate. But I do think out of all the people that are either going to be on the ballot or fighting to get on the ballot, I do believe that President Trump is by far the most presidential of the candidates. What's your take?
Well, you're never going to get the perfect candidate, but I think he's the best one we've got so far. I like Bernie's an honest, decent person, but you know what? His ideas stink. But at least he's honest about it.
Yes,
some other
is.
Ones are always lying about it.
Yeah. What do you think about Joe Biden? I think he's a real piece of crap.
Oh, he's turned so many times, he don't know which way's up or down or left or right.
Well, you know, Don, what I think about that, I don't think that he's trying to be funny with the crap he puts out. I just think he's half senile. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like he is, but maybe he's always been that way. We just never noticed before.
Yeah. You know what, Don? You could be right. Listen, Don, thanks for the call. Appreciate the call. It's amazing. It's totally amazing whenever you try to talk about presidential candidates and all of them running aren't worth a damn. But you have to pick the one that's less worth a damn than the other. And I think that's what we've got in Trump. Now, I honestly have to say, I think Trump and his people have done some good things. And I honestly have to say, I think Trump and his people have done some bad things. But what you have to weigh, you always weigh the good against the bad. And if the good against the bad comes out a little bit heavier, you think about it and then you vote accordingly. But to see President Trump running for president, when you see Joe Biden, who will probably be the Democratic opposition, you think to yourself, what is this country really coming to whenever you've got two guys in their late 70s that are running for president? Those are the best candidates we have in this country. Then you have to think to yourself, who the hell are you kidding? Who the hell are you kidding? You don't think we could come up with some really decent candidates to run and be elected president of the United States? You know why they don't do that. They don't do that because they don't want to take all the bull crap. They don't want to take all the bull crap for what's going on, what's been going on, what's continued to go on. But I always say, at the end of the day, in the next 20, 30 years, you'll see this country become totally, totally socialistic. It never become communistic, I don't believe, but it will become socialistic because you'll see the new generations coming up and they're going to want less and less and less as long as they're taken care of, as long as they're getting what they want. They'll be happy campers. You'll see people sitting around doing nothing and the government won't give a damn because the government will be stealing the money. And again, in 30 years, you're going to see a totally, totally different situation. Now, people will say, I'm romantic and nuts and crazy. And I am nuts and I am crazy. But I know what's going to happen. I've seen what the way the economy has went, the way the government has went the last 30, 40, 50 years. And I'm telling you, when the time comes, it's going to be a big move. be a big move, and nobody's going to give a damn, because they're going to get what they want when they want it. And as long as they get what they want when they want it, they're going to be happy campers. As always, the lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boomerang shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. It's unbelievable, isn't it? All the crap going on in this world, and we got to take one situation and make it a major situation, when I don't think this virus is going to be a major situation down the road. I think it's going to be quite minor. when it's all said and done. Now, that's yet to be seen, but I honestly think that when it's all said and done, this is not going to be the major situation that some people, especially the Democrats, are trying to make it out to be. And when it's not, you know what they'll say? It's all because of the Republicans. It's all because of the Republicans. I've read about it. I've seen it happen many, many times before. And I think it'll happen again. And I don't think it's going to take too much longer for all this crap to really hit the fan. And then it won't be about the viruses. It'll be about the Democrats fighting the Republicans for political reasons. It'll be about the Republicans fighting the Democrats for other reasons. And we'll all sit back and say, how the hell do we let this happen? Why do we let it go? You know, we sit back every day. Instead of looking at the local issues, we have to look at these federal, national issues, because that's the only thing that's going on. I don't understand it. I don't think the people around us understand it, but we're going to let it go. We're going to let it go, because nobody at the end of the day is going to want to deal with it. So we'll just have to see where it hits off, and then we will take it from there. I see the CNN's Jim Acosta. You guys know him. He's the one always fighting with Obama. I'm sorry, with Trump. He's blasted for trying to hurt Trump and divide America with the virus report. Now, what a no-good, rotten piece of crap he is. He's been doing that for the last couple of years, and I would assume he'll continue to do that, because he has nothing better to do. He's a Trump hater from the get-go. So we'll have to see where that goes. And then we will take it. And I don't think at the end of the day that the Republicans will put up with much more crap from some of these Democrats. And the problem is, I don't give a damn if they're Democrats, Republicans, atheists. I don't care. It's just that they let them keep going. Now, if the Republicans would do something like that, you would see at the end that nobody would let anything go. But it says here that the chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta's latest report has been labeled idiotic and a so what movement by critics who feel it's simply the liberals network's largest attempt to weaponize the virus against President Trump. Now, I don't understand how they think they can get away with it, but remember, it was Trump and the situation where they tried to impeach him. Then there was another situation with the Supreme Court justices, and there was another situation with this and that. And they play it out until it plays out totally. And once it plays out totally, they have nowhere to go with it, so they just let it go. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I agree with you that in 30 years, this country is probably going to be socialist because of the younger people coming up today. And I know this is a weird example, but just take an example of snow day at school. I remember it really had to snow before we got a snow day, but they even just get a little snow flurries, they cancel school. They're just being so babyfied, you know, they don't want to work, they want everything for free. And as far as Trump, the Democrats hating Trump, they're scared to death that if he wins the next election that he'll stack the courts for a long time with conservative judges. And they know that they're done when that happens. What do you think?
You know, Mark, I think you're right. But I don't see how they think they can stack the Supreme Court. I think Trump will get one more appointment when that bitch dies or is too sick that she can't walk. And then I think that'll shore up the United States justice system for quite some time, because they'll have three or four automatically that's going to go along with the program. So I don't think that's going to be a bad deal. I think what's going to happen is these Democrats are going to come out and they're going to start different situations where this guy was wrong about this, and this situation at the federal level, they were wrong about this. So let's try to get some more Democratic U.S. Judges in, United States Supreme Court judges in. That's what they're going to try to do. And I think that's going to fall by the wayside. But you know Mark as well as I do. If we the people, don't fight them, and when I say we the people, I don't just mean Democrats. I mean Democrats and Republicans. I say we the people. If we don't come together and do what's right for this country, I think there's going to be bad, bad situations coming, and I don't honestly think that it's going to help anybody else. What's your take?
I think Biden's a piece of crap. It's so obvious the man isn't presidential material, but I think the Democrat Party wants somebody in there like that just so they can control him. You know, he'll just be a puppet for... You know, the deep state of the Democrats, they'll do, you know, they'll make the decisions. He don't know where he is half the time, so it's obvious that, like you said, there's people that'll vote for Biden just because it wouldn't matter who it was, just other than Trump. And I honestly don't think you can, everybody hates the Democrats, say Trump so bad. I don't name one thing he's done wrong. He's done all positive things. I love President Trump. And I really hope he wins the next election. I think he's the best president we've had for a long, long time. I seriously believe that.
You know what? Let me tell you what, Mark, I somewhat agree with you. I don't think he's the best. And you say that he hasn't made any wrong moves. I have to disagree. I think he has made some wrong moves. I think every president, from the day they get elected to take office to when they retire, they all make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. That's why I say I think we all have to come together, Democrats and Republicans, and work on the best situation for everybody. Now, sometime the Democrats may win. Sometime the Republicans may win. But at the end of the day, we're going to get the best of both worlds. And that's what needs to be done. But I'll tell you, you don't know how scary it is. You don't know how scared I am when I see these bastards come out and the Republicans have one situation, the Democrats have a totally different situation, and they fight each other, and they don't give a damn what's right or wrong. They just know whatever side the Democrats take, the Republicans are going to be 100% against it. And whatever the Republicans do, the Democrats are going to be against it. I'll give you last word, Mark.
Well, I challenge anybody to even call in, your listeners. Tell me what one thing President Trump has done wrong. I can't think of one thing.
Okay.
But I just want to close by saying I really hope you get better and continue to hear you on the air, because I really enjoy listening to you.
You know what, Mark? Thank you very much. You've made my weekend. Yeah, it's really amazing, but I have to disagree, because I think Trump has made some wrong decisions, and I think he'll continue to make wrong decisions. I think anybody that's breathing, that's a human being, is never, ever, ever going to make the right decision all the time. Go ahead, Al. You're on the dark side.
You got a report in the news that the Chinese State Department now is blaming the United States Army for planting that virus in China.
You know what, Al? I read something to that effect. Did they actually accuse them, or they're just going to think about accusing them?
No, they made that statement. I heard the soundbite on TV.
And what was said?
He specifically said that the United States Army planted that virus in China.
And I guess the Chinese started that, didn't they?
All the things I can think of is that half the world is mad or hell at them for letting it escape in the first place. They're not doing nothing about it, trying to hide it. So now they're trying. But, you know, we need to get away from them people.
You know
we
what?
We need to start manufacturing our medicines and stuff back in this country again.
You know what, Al, I agree with you. I think that's the best thing for us to do. Anything that we can control, we should control. Now, I'm sure there's things that we can't control, and the things that we can't control, we need to go to the country that controls them and try to work with them and do the best we can do with the situation. But it's amazing how nobody wants anybody else to do their work. And it's amazing because there's certain things that we're just not real good at. There's certain things that we don't do well. And those things, we need to get with the country that does. And also, the things that we do better than other countries, they need to come to us and say, hey, United States, we need your help with this. We're going to give you last word, Al. Go ahead.
It's still backstabbers. I don't care if they come to us ask for help or not. If we give them help, they do stab you in the back anyway.
You know what, Al? Thank you very much for the call. And I think you got to be somewhat right on that, because we've helped China out. We've helped North Korea out at times. We've helped a lot of people out. And you know what happens at the end of the day? No matter what we do, they can't control us. And if they can't control somebody, they don't want anything to do with them. So I hope at the end of the day, after this election, that everybody says, hey, whoever wins, and I think Trump's going to be a winner, but whoever wins, I say to that, let's all come together, let's all work together, let's all try to make sure that everybody in this country benefits, because if people don't benefit, there's going to be a lot of hurting people. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, hey, this is not the way it was supposed to be. Then after they say that, that's whenever another war will start. And I don't mean a world war, but a war between the people. And I think that's coming. I think that's coming again in the next 25, 35 years. Now, I know people want to talk around it, but there's no sense of talking around it, because it's not a good situation, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue to be a bad situation, because nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to deal with it. But at some point in time, we're all going to have to come together and deal with it. You know what the Democrats say, what Biden and Bernie Sanders, everything Trump's done has been wrong. Now they're blaming Trump for all this crap with this virus going around. They blamed him for everything else for the last 2.5, 3 years. Might as well blame him for that. But listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's live state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As always, we want to thank you for the last couple of minutes. We never, never, never have enough time. We've got an hour show. We need to go to 2 hours because we have so many callers, but if I don't feel like talking to a caller, I'm not going to talk to a caller. And you know why? Because I don't have to. If you had the show, you wouldn't have to. And if you had the show and I called and you wouldn't want to talk to me, I'd hang up on you and wouldn't call back. And I understand that. I completely understand that. But as always, it's time to go. I have to say, before we go, Geraldo Rivera, he's on Fox News. He says everybody in this country should get $1,000 and go out and start spending so the economy would pick up. I don't know if that's the best idea. Now, if everybody should get $1,000, I got to say to you, Geraldo, why? Why don't you give everybody $1,000? That'd be the proper thing to do. I know you're a religious sort of man, and that would be the proper thing to do. So if you get up to it, give me a call. We'll make sure that every one of the 338 million United States citizens get $1,000. That's a whole hell of a lot of money. And I think maybe it could be taken to good use in some of the situations. I believe there'd be a lot of taverns that would stay open late, and a lot of money would be spent in the taverns, but that's just my idea, my suggestion, my thought. And again, I couldn't be wrong. But here it is, Friday, so let's all, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white, let's all come together, not for the good of us, but for the good of the country. Let's come together and fight these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, low-life pieces of political crap that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, you know what has to be done. We have to destroy these son of a bitches. We have to destroy them before they destroy us. And as always, never, never, never any violence. Never, ever any violence. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.